Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Thursday, May 8th, 2008. Normally at this point I say we are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, but this morning I alone am sharing the message, and I'll explain why a little later this is the case. We are having a ministry called Daily Encouragement Net. That's what you're listening to, and our goal each day is to encourage our fellow followers of Jesus Christ. Today's message is titled, Today I Choose. And the scripture text is from Joshua 24, verse 15. Choose you this day whom you will serve, but as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. 32 years ago today, Brooksine and I stood before the altar in a little church in the Indian town of Sepulpa, Oklahoma, and pledged our love to each other in holy marriage. It's worked out very well for us, and for that we are most grateful. Also on this very day, 29 years ago, I was ordained to gospel ministry in York, Pennsylvania, the next county over from Lancaster. Thank God, by His grace, I have stayed faithful to my wife and she to me, and both of us in our call to serve Jesus Christ. We've had our disappointments, tears, and sorrows. Like anyone running the spiritual race, we've had trials, and we've had a current one that I'll share a little later in the message. In our 25 years of pastoral ministry, we've been bitten a few times by the sheep. But we've also met lots and lots of wonderful people along the way who have blessed us greatly, including quite a few who are on the Daily Encouragement Net mailing list, or perhaps our podcast listeners. I must say right now I'm thinking of a friend we just met in the last couple of years named Joe and his wife Jessie, who faithfully listens to this podcast, and it's a real energy giver just to consider folks like Joe listening to the message, and hopefully Jessie as well. Joe's in his 80s, an old World War II veteran and a faithful servant of Christ. When our family prays together, we often conclude by reciting the daily verse I shared earlier. Joshua first uttered these words some 3,300 years ago after leading God's people into the Promised Land. His final sermon was a challenge to faithfulness and included this solemn affirmation of his own faith. Choose you this day whom you will serve. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. I am struck by the significance of the words, this day in the text. Certainly, on the one hand, it conveys the momentous decision to serve the Lord, such as that decision we made the day we were born again. However, in another sense, it's an ongoing, regular, habitual choice to this day serve the Lord. After all, Joshua had chosen to follow the Lord many years before he made this call to the people. He surely wasn't making the choice for the first time. I believe it's that way in our walk with the Lord and our walk with our spouse. 32 years ago, I made a public declaration of my love and commitment to Brooksine as my lawfully wedded wife and she to me. Well, that was a big day for us, of course. But daily since then, all 11,689 days, we have committed our love to one another and to the Lord. And by God's grace, we will continue to do so until He calls us home. We welcome you all to join us this day. Well, Brooksine normally writes the prayer, and as I mentioned, she's not with us today, but I had a selection from a song that really works well for a prayer, and I'm going to share it. You may have sung this in your church. It was popular, and it still really should be, about 10, 15 years ago. It goes like this. Come and fill our home with your presence. You alone are worthy of our reverence. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Lord, we vow to live holy, bowing our knees to you only. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. We will serve the Lord. Staying together, praying together, any storm we can weather, trusting in God's word. We need each other, fathers and mothers, sisters and brothers, in harmony and love. That's actually the family prayer song written by Morris Chapman. I could not find an online version of that to share. I found a lot of other great music I share today. Well, I mentioned we had a trial. Last night, we were taking our oft-mentioned walk along the tractor trail, and Brooksine stumbled. Actually, Roxy got ahead of her, and she stumbled as she stepped on Roxy, our dog. She went down, and man, she was writhing in pain. We'd just been talking to Mike Brubaker, the farmer there, who was examining the fields, preparing to plant. Well, I ran over and got the van, and Mike and our neighbor Marvin helped me load Brooksine into the back of the van for a painful trip to Hershey Medical Center around 7 o'clock last night. Well, lo and behold, she broke her ankle. And by 12, they had it set, and we got home about 2 in the morning. So, like all of you, we have trials. But thank God she's resting well now. We got good medical care last night after a long wait in the emergency room, not the most pleasant place to be. But we're overcoming. And certainly you don't pick your trials, you don't schedule them, but we thank God for grace to endure. We do have several photos up on the site today. One, a photo just taken a couple days ago from actually Rick Studler, a friend of ours, took the photo in a beautiful garden area in his mom's home. And we call it our 32nd anniversary photo. I'm looking at it right now. Because right below it, we have a photo of our wedding day. As we're walking back down the aisle, newly married. We've aged a bit, of course. I have a photo up of my best man in the wedding, my friend from first grade, David Simpson, along with his wife, Sandy. We still stay in contact. I hope Dave will listen or read today's message and see his picture. And you know what? I have a photo today, with her permission, of Brooksine's cast and her freshly painted toenails that Esther had painted the night before, so she was happy for that. Well, we just press on, don't we? Just like you have. I consider the many trials. I mentioned Joe earlier. Many years ago, Joe dealt with esophagus cancer, I believe, and he's had a lot of overcoming, but is one of the most energy-giving, pleasant men I've ever met in life. And I know so many of you are as well, whether I've met you or not. So many times, that grace in your life is the result of the crucible of a trial. We have more than the usual amount of suggested music up today. What happened is I was looking for that family prayer song, and I'm surprised, excuse me, I could not find a version on the internet. But in the process of searching for it, I found a lot of songs that I feel fit to message today. One of them was sung at our wedding. I shared it several weeks ago, actually, but I posted again, the Andre Crouch song, My Tribute. I also found a neat song. In fact, I based the message on it today. A song of commitment that's titled Today I Choose. It is beautiful, and actually, I like them all. Most, by the way, are videos is what I use right now. They're on YouTube. They're not on my site. I do create a special web page with that embedded video in it. You know, I do that for a reason. I'm probably getting a little bit talkative today. Excuse me, groveliness in my voice. Brooksine would normally be here to nudge me and say, enough, enough. Well, click the off button anytime you want. That's the neat thing about what we write or what we share. But the reason I use the embedded YouTube videos on pages that I create is because often the suggested videos that follow a YouTube video, and actually I have to say even some of the stuff on GodTube, I guess it's become so general you have to kind of be very discerning about, but particularly the secular YouTube, is that you get all kinds of advertisement for what they deem to be related videos, and sometimes they are just counter to anything I would try to communicate. So by embedding them on my site, you click on the video, you don't get any advertisement, you don't get any future videos at all, but only the video I intend. And I hope these songs are a blessing to you. If you don't care to do the video, of course, generally they're just plain good, solid audio version as well of a song. Well, I have talked enough. Let me see. I'm almost at 10 minutes right now. That's a long time, and you've listened to me alone talk because Brooksine's not with me. Well, once again today, our website, I should say, is dailyencouragement.net. That's where all of these resources are at. This is the message we've prepared. I should say today, I've prepared. Actually, Brooksine didn't even have an opportunity to edit it. For Thursday, May 8th, 2008. It's a joy to serve Christ. And once again this day, we choose to follow Christ. And I know I speak for my wife, who's in our bedroom right above our office here. And I also challenge you to choose once again this day to follow Jesus Christ.